It has come to our attention that some fraudulent individuals have been contacting members of our various WhatsApp groups and asking them for WhatsApp codes and information like that. Please don't give anyone your WhatsApp code, because if you give people your WhatsApp code, they can use it to access your WhatsApp and hack your WhatsApp account. No one in Stream Globe would ever contact you to ask for any WhatsApp code or for personal information. Please beware of scammers. Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled, Are You Too Difficult for God? Today's meditation was written by Dr. Emmanuel James. We shall be taking our Bible reading from Psalm 51 verse 17. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. I have just read from the King James Version. When God wanted to teach Prophet Jeremiah a lesson about surrendering to his will, he said to him, Go down to the shop where clay pots and jars are made. I will speak to you while you are there. You can see this in Jeremiah chapter 8 verse 2. The prophet responded as commanded. And here is an account of his experience. So I did as he told me, says Jeremiah, and found the potter working at his will. But the jar he was making did not turn out as he had hoped. So the potter squashed the jar into a lump of clay and started again. You can see this in Jeremiah chapter 18 verse 3 to 4. Right there while he watched, the Lord said, O Israel, can I not do to you as this potter has done to his clay? As the clay is in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand. You can see this in Jeremiah chapter 18 verse 6. If you replace Israel in verse 6 with your name, it will read thus, O Emmanuel, since the name of the author is Emmanuel, can I not do to you as this potter has done to his clay? As the clay is in the potter's hand, so are you, you can put your name there, in my hand. Will you allow God do with you what he intends to do, or are you going to refuse him? In Matthew chapter 23 verse 37, Jesus said, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and you will not? Are you like Jerusalem, which refused God's control over her? Repent. God will receive you and use you. Go into today knowing that it is not too late for you to submit yourself to God. If you do, he will make you. Pray like this. Repent of every stubbornness. Submit to God and ask the Lord to help you. God wants to help you more than you want him to help you. Our Bible reading for today shall be taken from Romans chapter 3 to chapter 4. If you are listening to this and you are not yet born again, but you want to accept the Lord Jesus today, let us pray this prayer together in faith. And as you confess the Lord Jesus, you will receive his salvation. Say these words after me. Lord Jesus, I come to you today just as I am. I ask that you forgive me and cleanse me of all unrighteousness. Please write my name in the book of life and deliver me from the dominion of sin. Heavenly Father, I ask that you help me from this day to live under the authority and the lordship of Jesus Christ. I confess today that Jesus is Lord, even as I believe in my heart that God raised Jesus from the dead on the third day when he died as the sacrifice for my sins. Thank you, Father, for accepting me. In Jesus' name, amen. If you have just prayed this prayer in faith, I want to congratulate you. You can visit our website at devotional.ng. Click on the menu there that says, Are You Saved? That will lead you to a webpage where you will find resources that will help you grow. There is a free audiobook on that webpage. Listen to it, it will greatly help you. If you are sick and you want to be healed, I will pray for you now and the healing power of God will touch you wherever you are. Remember, the power of God is not limited by time, by space, or by distance. So wherever you are or whenever you are listening to this audio, the power of God will touch you and heal you. Let us pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you for your healing power that you have chosen to extend through this devotional to heal the sick, to deliver the oppressed, to cure people of various diseases. Father, I ask that even today this power will flow through this medium and cause many healings. Now I pray for you listening who is trusting God for your healing. Be healed now from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. You are healed. Every chain of infirmity is broken and destroyed forever. And every spirit of infirmity is bound and cast out of your body. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, thank you for your healing anointing. Thank you, Father, for setting the captives free. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Now begin to do the things you couldn't do before. As you find that you are healed, send us your testimony through any of the phone numbers you will find at the end of today's devotional. Stream Globe Devotional is non-denominational and interdenominational. Kindly share this devotional with your friends and contacts and let us touch and bless lives together. The audio for today's yearly Bible reading comes up next. Romans chapter 3 to chapter 4.
What advantage then is there in being a Jew, or what value is there in circumcision? Much in every way. First of all, the Jews have been entrusted with the very words of God. What if some were unfaithful? Will their unfaithfulness nullify God's faithfulness? Not at all. Let God be true, and every human being a liar, as it is written, so that you may be proved right when you speak and prevail when you judge. But if our unrighteousness brings out God's righteousness more clearly, what shall we say? That God is unjust in bringing his wrath on us? I'm using a human argument. Certainly not. If that were so, how could God judge the world? Someone might argue, if my falsehood enhances God's truthfulness and so increases his glory, why am I still condemned as a sinner? Why not say, as we are being slanderously reported as saying, and as some claim that we say, let us do evil that good may result. Their condemnation is just. What shall we conclude then? Do we have any advantage? Not at all. We have already made the charge that Jews and Gentiles alike are all under the power of sin. As it is written, there is no one righteous, not even one. There is no one who understands. There is no one who seeks God. All have turned away. They have together become worthless. There is no one who does good, not even one. Their throats are open graves. Their tongues practice deceit. The poison of vipers is on their lips. Their mouths are full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Ruin and misery mark their ways, and the way of peace they do not know. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Now we know that whatever the law says, it says to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be silenced and the whole world held accountable to God. Therefore, no one will be declared righteous in God's sight by observing the law. Rather, through the law, we become conscious of our sin. But now, apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been made known, to which the law and the prophets testify. This righteousness is given through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There is no difference between Jew and Gentile, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and all are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. God presented Christ as a sacrifice of atonement through the shedding of his blood, to be received by faith. He did this to demonstrate his justice, because in his forbearance he had left the sins committed beforehand unpunished. He did it to demonstrate his justice at the present time, so as to be just and the one who justifies those who have faith in Jesus. Where then is boasting? It is excluded. Because of what law? The law that requires works? No. Because of the law that requires faith. For we maintain that a person is justified by faith apart from observing the law. Is God the God of Jews only? Is he not the God of Gentiles too? Yes, of Gentiles too. Since there is only one God who will justify the circumcised by faith and the uncircumcised through that same faith. Do we then nullify the law by this faith? Not at all. Rather, we uphold the law. What then shall we say that Abraham, the forefather of us Jews, discovered in this matter? If in fact Abraham was justified by works, he had something to boast about. But not before God. What does Scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. Now to anyone who works, their wages are not credited to them as a gift, but as an obligation. However, to anyone who does not work, but trusts God who justifies the ungodly, their faith is credited as righteousness. David says the same thing when he speaks of the blessedness of those to whom God credits righteousness apart from works. Blessed are those whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed are those whose sin the Lord will never count against them. Is this blessedness only for the circumcised or also for the uncircumcised? We have been saying that Abraham's faith was credited to him as righteousness. Under what circumstances was it credited? Was it after he was circumcised or before? It was not after, but before. And he received circumcision as a sign, a seal of the righteousness that he had by faith while he was still uncircumcised. So then, he is the father of all who believe but have not been circumcised, in order that righteousness might be credited to them. And he is then also the father of the circumcised, who not only are circumcised, but who also follow in the footsteps of the faith that our father Abraham had before he was circumcised. It was not through the law that Abraham and his offspring received the promise that he would be heir of the world, but through the righteousness that comes by faith. For if those who depend on the law are heirs, faith means nothing, and the promise is worthless, because the law brings wrath. And where there is no law, there is no transgression. Therefore, the promise comes by faith, so that it may be by grace and may be guaranteed to all Abraham's offspring, not only to those who are of the law, but also to those who have the faith of Abraham. He is the father of us all, as it is written, I have made you a father of many nations. He is our father in the sight of God, in whom he believed, the God who gives life to the dead and calls into being things that were not. Against all hope, Abraham in hope believed and so became the father of many nations, just as it has been said to him, so shall your offspring be. Without weakening in his faith, he faced the fact that his body was as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, and that Sarah's womb was also dead. Yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God had power to do what he had promised. This is why it was credited to him as righteousness. The words, it was credited to him, were written not for him alone, but also for us, to whom God will credit righteousness. For us who believe in him who raised Jesus our Lord from the dead. He was delivered over to death for our sins and was raised to life for our justification.
Stream Globe World Outreach has produced a 365-day printed book. And this devotional is very good for young people. It's good for teenagers and it's good for people of all ages, really. If you want to order your copy, you can do so right now. You can place your order by calling +234 8113 416 964 or +234 8114 467 9689. To learn more about this ministry or to read our devotionals online,
or listen to our sermons and other resources online, visit our website at www.streamglobe.org or www.devotional.ng.
Thank you for listening to today's Stream Globe Daily Devotional. We encourage you to share this audio with friends and contacts, and let's touch lives together. Stream Globe Word Outreach is a non-denominational and interdenominational ministry. You can learn more about us by visiting our website at www.streamglobe.org. You can also contact us via telephone by calling +234 80344 20524 or +234 90555 65838.